Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry of Asgos, Wisconsin is along Lake Michigan. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome, because you're up north.
Hey, welcome to the cabin. You've made it up north. Nice to have you here. I'm Pat Kreitlow, managing editor of UpNorthNewsWI.com.
And I'm Kristen Bry. You can find my short political comedy videos at As Goes Wisconsin.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead at the Minocqua Brewing Company.
We're going to talk about Kirk's lack of volume control in just a few seconds here. But first, a reminder that we do join you live every Wednesday evening at 7 on Devil Radio News Talk 92.7 and play it back over the weekend. We post it at upnorthpodcast.com. Our email address is info@upnorthpodcast.com. Our guests are State Senator Jeff Smith in a few minutes, talking about a new proposal to take redistricting out of the hands of gerrymandering politicians. And in our second half hour, we talked to Kyle Lowe, a member of the Marathon County Board, which was featured in the New York Times this week, for still, after a year of division, being unable to pass a resolution declaring themselves a welcoming community for people from all walks of life. Dear fellow white people, grow the hell up. That's what we'll talk about in the second half hour. And later, cheeseheads, chuckleheads, or both. But first, we have to start with an explanation of what exactly happened when all hell broke loose at the end of last week's show. Kirk and I sometimes are on Lake Minocqua and Lake Wissota, respectively. And sometimes we're in Madison at our radio home. And for the first time, both of us were in the radio station. Kristen was in a secure, undisclosed location somewhere along Lake Michigan. And you may know that we all take turns introducing the show. And Kirk sometimes is rather energetic in the way that he says, "Welcome back to the show." I learned that at our particular radio home, there's a computer that sits right underneath the desk where Kirk was sitting. And as he kicked his feet out in a moment of joy, he managed to kick the power button on the computer. I mean, this is somebody, on the space shuttle going, "What does this button do?" You know, or something like that. It was really something, I got to say. And our producer, Evan, God bless him, knew that he had to hit a button too, the dump button, because Kirk forgot that he was at a government licensed radio station where there are seven words you cannot say. He only said one of the words, but he said it about seven times. Kirk, I'm glad you live to tell, man.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't done live radio like ever. This is like the tenth show I think we've done. So every time I do this every week, I get all jazzed up. So you don't hate me because I'm excited. I would blame Crute for like putting the darn
here we go
radio computer right by my feet. I mean, who doesn't want to swing their legs when they're feeling joyous?
Let's find out. Kristen, we're taking.
Well, I would say this is the thing. I feel like in most elements of my life, like most people, when they know me, it's like I'm loud. I am can be klutzy, but I feel like I get around Kirk, and I feel like a ballerina. Like I just like he's just like he's ashamed as far as like the a moderate, like mild mannered lady versus Kirk, who's just. You never know what you're going to get.
He makes me feel like a mild-mannered lady by comparison as well. We do appreciate the energy. So thanks for keeping us there. And you notice we're all back in our home locations now, and we haven't been banned from the station, but we may not be there for a bit. We're actually taking next week off on our Wednesday night show because Kirk is going to have a special live edition of the Up North podcast from his... What did we call this? The Inoculation Emancipation Party? You want to tell us what you're up to?
Yeah. So next week, you guys need. I mean, I'd love to have you there, but you guys have Memorial Day weekend planned. So Crute's going to come up to Stevens Point with me or Custer. Minocqua didn't let me have the party, even though my Monaco's that's in my
that's
name.
That's a whole story. Yeah, yeah.
But so we're doing this inoculation emancipation party. We're going to broadcast live from there, and we're going to talk about getting vaccinated. We're going to have people live vaccinations happening to people who want to get them, and we're going to give them free beer if they get vaccinated. And I got a lineup of four awesome bands that are playing, so it's going to be a good party. Celebrating safety, I say celebrating the freedom that we all get once we get vaccinated, the inoculation emancipation party.
I like it. And we're up to somewhere between 40 and 42% of the entire Wisconsin population is fully vaccinated. Again, it's not what they say we need for herd immunity, but that is a ton of you out there who have been doing the right thing and hopefully can now go about having some Memorial Day plans that are a lot different than they were last year. Kristen, I don't think yours is Memorial Day weekend, but you're already planning road trips of your own for the summer.
Yeah, well, I would say I had a pretty busy weekend. So I was in Madison on Friday, was with a bunch of different friends Friday night who were all vaccinated. Saturday, I got to meet one of my oldest friends' babies, who was only 8 weeks. Sunday, went to a Brewers game. Monday, was back in Madison. And it was just like, taking a moment to realize how great it was to do all these things with me being vaccinated and everyone I was going to be with was vaccinated. And so that was like taking a step back and realizing how excited I am for some normalcy. And because I am an extrovert, so being with people is definitely important to me. But yeah, so then this summer, last 2 weeks of July, since I came back last year, there's a lot of things I'm experiencing for the first time as an adult in Wisconsin, and far, far up north, expert level Wisconsin is one of them. And so my dad's side of the family my aunt and uncle have a cabin in Danbury. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to start the trip. And then my boyfriend and I are going to do just a road trip for a week and just stop at as many places as we can, make a bunch of videos, meet a bunch of people. And we're actually ending in Minocqua. So hopefully you'll be there then, Kirk, and we can come say hi. But yeah, so I had posted that, and I have over 400 emails and comments and things to go through to start making my list. But I think what I'm going to do is, once I actually have the list, I'm going to post it, and so it can be public so other people can take advantage.
You remember, I mean, I see that you see there's like 400 in there, but remember, we're coming off a year of quarantine. 275 of those are marriage proposals, without any doubt, you know, just because people have not been out and, you know, they want to meet. No, I hope you get great ideas. And I couldn't help but note, you talked about this is expert level up north, and it gets us to that point of what constitutes expert level up north, what constitutes up north. And again, it's the old debate. Is it 10? Is it 29? Is it 8? And of course, the hardcore, you know, it's 2 or nothing, which basically means
way.
You can spit into Lake Superior.
Superior.
Yeah.
Who says 2 or nothing? Come on.
A lot of fine, fine people in the Ashland Bayfield metropolitan area.
My
that's who.
God.
Yeah.
That's just not allowed.
So yeah, I hope the ideas continue to come in, because again, this, you're now in this position of making these videos that, you know, thanks to the marvels of modern technology, can be done with a phone in your hand from any place on God's green earth. So I mean, the material has got to feel like it's almost limitless.
That's what I also feel like I'm going to meet some characters, right? And I'm excited to have a lot of different conversations. And it's also just so beautiful that time of year. Although I feel like I have to invest in lightweight, long sleeve everything, so I don't get eaten alive.
I got one character you gotta, when you go to Minocqua, there's a guy named Marvin that plays the guitar out in front of the yacht club. And he is a character. Just right. That's my one rec for you.
All right.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work.
Marvin.
Definitely.
And it's not really a yacht club, let me tell you, but it's called the yacht club.
Come on, we've got
boat club
here on Lake Wissota. There is something called the Red neck, N-E-K, yacht, Y-O-T, club with a K, spray painted on the side of a pontoon that cruises Lake Wissota. So yeah, we understand the whole yacht club mentality up north. Hey, still to come, Kahlo takes us through the debate over inclusiveness on the Marathon County Board. But first, State Senator Jeff Smith on the fight to finally get fair maps back in Wisconsin. You are up north.